There's not a single translation, and I looked at all of them, that translates the word blessed there, happy, the happy God. Yet many commentators say it appears that God is actually being called happy here, but you wouldn't know it in the Bible translations because we don't think of blessed as meaning happy. Well, we need to rethink this. Now, there are other Hebrew and Greek words that are legitimately translated blessed that are different words, and that word blessed can have more of its modern Christian understanding of not only to be favored by God, but have a kind of a holiness aspect to them. But these particular words now get lost. And so my feeling is I'm all in favor of holiness, and I'm all in favor of holiness words. But we've got a lot of holiness words. So let's not take the happiness words and turn them into and understand them as holiness words. God is indeed called the happy God. And that is revolutionary when people get that meaning.
Wow, God is indeed called the happy God. I don't even think we think of God as being in a good mood, being the happy God.
No.
And as if joy, and I mean, as if like belly laughter originated from us and not from him. I mean, truly, how do our brains go there when you think of what must we think about God if we think we came up with some of these happy moments? Do you know what I mean? Every good gift comes from him.
Why do we even have a sense of humor? Well, it's because we're made in God's image. And that means if we're made in God's image, and that's where we get these components of personality and joy and delight and all of these different things, where do we get them? What's the alternative? Do we get them from Satan? Do we get them from a process of human evolution? That's what some people would think, although what in the world in the survival of the fittest would ever develop a sense of humor in a life that's supposedly dominated by me first, I must survive, I won't care for others, and I will put myself first, and that doesn't bring happiness, that doesn't bring joy, that brings ruthlessness. And at very least, indifference to the plight of the poor and needy. But in the Bible, you see rejoicing and also great care for the needy and the poor and helping them. But this doesn't come from Satan. This comes from God. Our desire to be happy, our capacity to laugh and experience joy is from the Lord.